This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
All right, let's get back into the draft with our guy, Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, also the Locked On Steelers podcast. Chris, before the last 30 seconds of your life, would you have been able to name a third city in Alaska behind Juneau and Anchorage?
Nope, that was my two.
That's it.
The capital and the city that everyone talks about when they talk about Alaska. That was it.
Do you know which one's the capital?
Juneau.
Oh, he threw like a tilde on there.
Juneau.
Is it Juneau or is it Juneau? I don't know.
Juneau. Actually, I don't know that. I was just saying that because I knew the answer to that one. Listen, Adam, you texted me beforehand. I used to know all the state capitals because my dad was a music teacher and he made me listen to the Animaniacs States and Capitals song. And that was the way how I learned all of the capitals. But I haven't done that song in probably 10 years. So it would take some practice to get them back.
But 10 years? What were you at? Some college frat party just spouting off state capitals?
Sometimes you go to the old man's house and he's like, hey, I bet you can't do the song anymore. And I was to be like, oh, I could do it. I could do it. I could never do the countries one. That's the one I will never be able to do because there's way too many countries in the world. But the state capitals, I used to go 50 for 50. Now I'd say I'd probably go like 30 for 50.
That's what I did.
On a good day.
I was 29 for 50 last night. My kids were quizzing me.
You use like Sporkle or something?
They just know it because you get taught it. Like it's the most important thing in the world. But I don't know how important it really is. But maybe I'm just a dumbass. All right, Chris. So you've got Ryan Clark saying that if Shedeur Sanders falls past the Saints at number 9, that the Steelers should sell the farm to go up and get that guy. Do you think that's good business? Is it good business to draft Shedeur Sanders if he's sitting there at 21?
It's better business to draft him at 21 than it is to trade up for him. I don't see Shedeur Sanders as the definite franchise quarterback that you should sell out on. He has tools that could make him that. He's a really good precision passer. He's a really good pocket passer. He has demeanor on him that you like. But there's several of his tools that I just like. He's not extremely fast. He's not like a taller quarterback. He would need to put a lot of things together consistently, and he would need to become an elite processor of the field against NFL talent, be able to handle pressure better than he did in college, because he's going to face collapsing pockets. He's going to face, you know, better talent. He's going to face tighter passing windows, and he doesn't have elite arm strength to fit in consistently the ropes that you need to sometimes when you're throwing just a straight dart, 15, 20 yards downfield. So maybe he has that in him. I think that it would be, I would not bet on that with a first round pick when next year seems to be their year to go for a quarterback with the guys that are lining up to be in that class and the comp picks that they look like they might be able to get based off the players they lost in free agency this year. I think this year, especially with the skill players or the position players that you can get at 21 naturally this year that I think will fall to them, it would make more sense to take one of those guys than Shedeur Sanders. Look, if he falls to 21 and someone, like I think the bigger question might be, does someone want to trade up for him behind you that's thinking like, oh, no, that's our guy, then maybe you broach that conversation. But I think I'd be running to the podium for Kenneth Grant before I run to the podium for Shedeur Sanders.
Chris, what's your take on the TJ Watt Instagram picture? Obviously, he was posted a picture yesterday throwing up a peace sign. We'll get that question from you. And then, like, if they were in some other realm to be in a position to trade TJ Watt, what do you think that they could fetch for him?
What they could fetch for him, I think that a team might offer a first and a third, if that. Some people have said just a third. But to me, if I'm the Steelers, I did this exercise with Alan Saunders earlier in the week on Locked On Steelers. But, like, we were talking about this, and if the Steelers, if you were to look back over every first overall pick dating back to 2010, like, there'd be two of them that you could say were definitively or even solidly better than TJ Watt. Joe Burrow and maybe like Cam Newton. But like outside of Myles Garrett, you look through all those first round picks from Jameis Winston to Jalon Walker. There's just player after player after player. Even first overall picks aren't as good as TJ Watt. And I look at that list and I just think, man, would two first round picks be enough? Even when first overall picks aren't as good as that guy, unless you're just that committed to the idea that he is going to fall off, that he is just never going to be elite again, and that this is the start of his decline into just being a good but not great player, then maybe I could see that. But I don't think that that's the case. A lot of people thought that about Cam Hayward last year, and he certainly proved them wrong. I think that the picture, honestly, I think TJ Watt was like probably with some buddies and was just like, hey guys, want to watch what I can do Steelers Twitter today, and just posted that on Instagram, and everyone's like, oh my God. Look, JJ Watt has come out on the Pat McAfee show and been like, hey, you should pay players before their last year of their contract, because then there's consequences when you don't. That was not a random statement. That was definitely referencing TJ. So I think what's happening is the Steelers price that they thought they were going to be able to offer him is going to have to be higher because of Myles Garrett's contract. But I think the Steelers are going to be fine with paying that. I think they're going to pony up. They're going to be like, hey, TJ Watt's our guy. We're keeping him around. I think it's going to be around that $40 million range. I think that they're going to go for that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
That's exactly what I was going to get into. The Steelers clearly want to keep him. Art Rooney II has said that. Omar Khan has said that. One helmet guy is the phrase that they use. Seems like it's pretty easy business then. You want to keep him. You're going to pay him more than Myles Garrett. It just kind of now depends on when that's going to happen. All right, back to the draft here, Chris. If these four players are available, okay, 21st overall. Screw it, I'll make it five. If these five players are available, 21st overall, who should the Steelers take, and who's your best guess at who they would take?
Okay.
Derek Harmon, Oregon.
Okay.
Kenneth Grant, Michigan. Amarian Hampton, UNC. Emeka Abuka, Ohio State. Shador Sanders, Colorado.
Who should they take? Kenneth Grant. Who will they take? I would say Kenneth Grant. I think from what I've heard, they really like him at Michigan. I think that he's a really talented player. And I think that he fits what they really want. This team really needs, like, if you think back to, you know, all the losses this team had, you know, going into the 2020s, Stephon too, it still ranks high up there because they have not found a dominant defensive tackle to play at the level that he did. And you think about the last time this defense was elite, like top three in the league, it was when they had Stephon Tuitt next to Cam Hayward, and they had a full defense that they were, that was built around that. Since then, they've had Larry Ogunjobi, they've had a young Keanu Benton. They haven't had that dominant presence next to him, and that's led to, I think, that when the middle of your defensive line isn't elite and shutting things down, it causes complications everywhere else. I think that they recognize that. I think that Andy Weidel's been talking about building the trenches. Kenneth Grant's that guy. I'm just not a Shador Sanders in the first round guy. If they traded up in the second to get him back in the second round from their third round pick, or he was at the third round pick, then I'd be like, oh yeah, absolutely. That's more of a fit. But first round, I don't see it there. Of all the players that you named there, Kenneth Grant in my top 100 list, which will be published, I think, soon in the Post Gazette. Kenneth Grant would break the highest. He's my 12th overall guy. Derek Harmon, I have at 15 there. You mentioned Amarian Hampton. He's 26 for me. And then Shador Sanders is like in the 40s because I just don't think that he
got a big
ranks
board
as high as the other guys.
You got a big
yeah.
board.
Yeah, big board.
Do you have like actual big board in your bedroom?
No, it's just a Google sheet. I'm not that fancy.
Okay, very good.
What about, so say they do take Kenneth Grant. I do believe, and I think a lot of us believe, that the Steelers still will pick a quarterback in the middle rounds. Kyle McCord is coming on a visit next week to Pittsburgh. What do you think about Kyle McCord? We do know what he did against the Pitt Panthers, but would you be okay with that pick in the middle rounds if it was Kyle McCord?
I would think that I have Kyle McCord below like Will Howard in my rankings. Like, I think Will Howard's the perfect fit for what they do, but I think Kyle McCord would be fine in the fifth round. Like, if you get through the fourth round and you've addressed D tackle, running back, and like safety, cornerback, wide receiver, you know, or like, you know, another offensive tackle pick in the fourth round, you got in those positions and you're like, okay, we're running out of space to get our quarterback. Kyle McCord, I think, is a good last. He's on the back end of those middle round quarterbacks or those mid to late round quarterbacks that I think could be solid backups for their career. And so I think that Kyle McCord's a fine pick in the fourth or the fifth rounds. If he's there in the sixth round, I think that's actually a kind of a steal. But I like Kyle McCord. Even, like you said, I was there. I covered the Pitt game when he was just utterly slaughtered by that defense and just three pick sixes. I couldn't believe that day. But if you look throughout his season, he bounced back very well that year. If you take away that game, he had that game kind of stopped him from having a really, really sharp year when you look at his touchdown to interception ratio. So I wouldn't be mad at Kyle McCord. No, but again, fourth or fifth round, third round, I'm still looking at running backs. And if you look at the Steelers' top 30 visits, they are looking very hard at the middle rounds of these running back classes.
There's a Fairbanks, Alaska. You guys know that?
Oh,
no. I just know it's always dark there.
And always light. Depends on the time of year.
Oh,
you might get 24 hours of straight sunlight.
And then it's reversed.
What would be better? 24 hours of straight sunlight or 24 hours of
sunlight?
Total darkness.
Sunlight.
Sunlight, absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be tough to regulate your body clock in either instance.
You could, your blinds and stuff. Like,
you have to get the blackout blinds.
Yeah.
You definitely have to get the blackout
blinds. I don't
want
it to be dark all the time. I move.
I have blackout blinds right here.
You sleep like a baby. I could tell.
Oh, absolutely. There was one time when I was in college, my friend Naomi was my RA. Someone accidentally pulled the fire alarm or it went off for some reason, and they didn't know. It wasn't a drill. Like, they thought there might be a fire. She woke me up by slapping me in the face, and she was like, get up. There's a fire. And I was like, why are you slapping me? And there was a whole fire alarm and I was sleeping through it at the time. So like, if there was a fire and she hadn't done that, I would have died.
See,
so,
I think that's I would have died. I think that's a good quality though. Like being able to sleep like a rock. Do you sleep on planes?
Oh yes, I can sleep anywhere. Like my fiance will tell you, she's like, there was a whole baby crying and you just did not care.
A
and
whole
I was
baby.
Like, yeah, it was just like I will sleep. I've slept standing up. I've slept sitting up in a chair. I've slept
standing up.
Listen, man,
like you're that dude from Rat Race.
Yeah. Yeah, like
yeah, Mr.
Just give me a wall. Like I can't sleep on my own power, but like if you give me a wall to lean on, I will just fall back on it. And like if I have not slept in a while, which you know, my sometimes reporter life be like that, yeah, there's days where I'll just fall asleep against the wall and that'll just be it.
What? Like a cowboy.
Chris, you're the man. We appreciate you joining us today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good weekend.
What a guy.
Thanks, Chris.
You just fall asleep standing up.
Standing up?
That's what cows do.
Yeah.
And horses, I think.
Remember the cowboys? They would put that one foot up and then they dip their hat down and just fall asleep on the wall, on the brick wall.
Jeez.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.